Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Friday, February 17th meeting of the Senate Committee on Rules. We have a couple of things to take up, and the first of them, I will begin by opening a work session on Senate Bill 1509A. And Erin, could you tell us what is going on with this bill?
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 1509A modifies statutes governing practice of dentistry and dental hygiene by volunteers to include provisions for visiting dentists licensed in other states, clarifies that expanded practice dental hygienists are permitted to provide services to populations and locations that the Oregon Board of Dentistry determines are underserved or lacked access to dental hygiene services. There is an emergency clause on this measure. You do have a -A17 amendment, which removes the language permitting extended practice dental hygienists' ability to provide services in areas that are federally designated health professional shortage areas, and removes language permitting extended practice dental hygienists to provide services in locations that the Oregon Board of Dentistry determines are underserved or lacked access to dental hygiene services. There is a no revenue impact, a minimal fiscal impact on the -A17 amendments. It did come to you from your Senate Healthcare Committee to this committee.
Thank you, Erin. And we are in a work session. I do see the chair of the Senate Health Committee here probably just to let us know that she's okay with this version of the bill. And I don't see anybody else clamoring to talk about it. So members, are there any questions about the bill, or are we ready for a motion? Yes, Senator Atkinson.
In an abundance of caution, I declare a potential conflict of interest as my wife is an active tartar miner, also known as a dental hygienist.
So noted for the record. And so I think, in other words, this bill is now very narrow and would simply allow volunteer dentists from other states to come and participate in events like the Mission of Mercy, providing dental care at no cost to people who are desperately in need of it, which sounds like a good idea to me. Okay, Senator Farrioli.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In view of the fact that this Senate Bill 1509 has seen three iterations, the first is the health authority and the second is the massage therapist, I now move, Madam Chair, the -A17 amendments to Senate Bill 1509A, which I believe accomplishes a necessary modification to the bill.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Farrioli has moved the -A17 amendments to Senate Bill 1509. Is there any discussion on the amendment? Any objection? Okay, so ordered. Senator Farrioli.
Madam Chair, I move the amended version of 1509A to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
Thank you. Senator Farrioli has moved Senate Bill 1509A as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? Motion carries. I see that Senator Montes Anderson is in the audience. Would you like to carry this bill on the floor? Great. So we'll ask her to do so, and I'll close the work session on Senate Bill 1509.
Although, Madam Chair, I'm not quite sure how combining the practices of dental hygiene and massage therapy actually will work. I'm interested to see the experiment.
Well, there that might be a discussion for another day, Senator Farrioli. Okay, so we have one more item of business, and I will open a work session for introduction of committee measures.
Yeah.
And Erin, what do we have to do?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, you have LC 307. LC 307 is the sign-e-die resolution for the 2012 regular session of the legislature.
Ah, I see we have the sign-e-die resolution before us. So it's a very short and poetic resolution, and members have looked like they've read it. So, Senator Farrioli, do you have a motion?
Madam Chair, this is more in the nature of a prayer than a motion, but I move LC 307, dated 2-2-2012, be introduced as a committee bill.
Thank you. Senator Farrioli has moved LC 307 be introduced as a committee bill. Is there any discussion on the motion? Any objection? Seeing none, it is so ordered, and the sign-e-die resolution has been introduced.
Would the chair accept a motion to make it effective immediately?
I think if she did, she might not be holding the gavel very long. But,
Madam Chair.
Sounds like a fun idea. Okay, and members with nothing further to come before us, I think for today, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Okay.